In a very unusual move, UAW workers at the Stellantis Warren stamping plant have okayed a strike if an agreement isn't reached on health and safety concerns. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne says the vote took place yesterday and passed 72% to 28%, leaving many to wonder when a work stoppage could happen. Marie?
Yeah, and the short answer to that, Lloyd, is we're not sure. It could happen at any time. The union said because the grievance process has been exhausted, workers have the ability to call for a strike under the union's national contract agreement. The plant has about 1,100 workers represented by the UAW, and the UAW has national and local contracts, as I said, in every plant, so each one covers different things that might come up at those particular plants. Specifically here, they are concerned about flooding, a lack of personal protective equipment like Kevlar gloves. They say there are problems with ventilation fans, oil leaks, lack of overall sanitation. They also say they are concerned about outside contractors being used inside the plant. Romain McKinney is the president at UAW Local 869. He says the company has simply denied their grievances in the past, the ones that they have filed, and he says there's been about 200 so far. The company says discussions between the company and the UAW, they're ongoing. They are committed to providing a safe and healthy environment and resolving the matter without a work stoppage. Warren Stamping, in case you're wondering, makes hoods, lift gates, fenders, floor pans, and other components that go into those Dodge Durangos, Chrysler Pacificas, and Jeep Gladiators, the Wranglers, Wagoneers, as well as the Ram pickups. So, guys, those are very good selling vehicles, and any work stoppage here could impact other operations at about a half dozen other facilities, in fact.
So, Marie, these problems at the plant that they're talking about, the personal protective equipment, the flooding, the basement lighting, and the oil leaks, I mean, these workers want to feel like they're valued and invested.
Exactly. I mean, that's what, I mean, don't we all when we go to work?
Right.
But in this particular case, these safety issues, it was interesting. I did see some video of one of the workers talking about how when you go in, the job that this particular person does, you have to have these Kevlar gloves. And he goes, you walk in, they're not there. Somebody else is using them, so they're not available for you. So, these are pretty serious issues that will need to be addressed by Stellantis.
Wasn't this negotiated that they could strike at certain plants if they wanted to?
Yeah, and the reason for that, Jamie, is because each plant is sort of unique. They all have a unique work that they do at these plants, maybe overall the same at each plant around the country, but each one has specific things that they do that are a bit different. So that is why they have this ability to call for a strike, which was under the union's national contract agreement.
Well, you would hope that Stellantis would, get this rectified and get things in order to stop a work stoppage from happening, because, as you said, these Ram pickups and Jeep models, very popular vehicles. You don't want those to stop. And so you would hope that they would get this in order.
Right. And this will definitely impact other facilities around the country. So they Stellantis is taking a close look at this. At least that's what they say in their statement. They say they are committed to ironing out these matters. So we'll see in the next week or two how this plays out.
All right. Marie Osborne, WJR senior news analyst. Appreciate you this morning. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Meantime, we know that Vice President Harris was here yesterday bearing gifts, $100 million. And the headline was $100 million to retrain workers for the clean energy transformation. What they didn't tell you is it's not quite that. Half of it is going to go to suppliers so that they comply with the regulations that the Biden administration has foisted upon them about shrinking their carbon footprint. That really doesn't translate into jobs. It doesn't translate into, yes, it does help them pay the costs of these regulations, but wouldn't maybe just having more common sense regulations be a better idea?
That's an easier thing.
But in talking to the folks with the OESA and MEMA, the Manufacturers Association, they did say this is going to be really helpful because it kind of right-sizes the grants for small suppliers who have kind of been left out of this grant process. because they originally targeted the big guys.
Mm-hmm. Right. Multi-million-dollar
yes.
grant.
Exactly, which that's certainly not what they need or what they would qualify for. And then it should help them retrain and also retool. But there are still so many challenges there, one of the biggest being is that the doggone administration and the OEMs themselves keep changing what they want. You know, it was, well, we're going to be fully electrified by 2030. Well, now they're saying it could be longer. And how do you make long-range capital expenditures if you're a small business with limited resources mm-hmm. when the powers that be keep changing the tune? And that's difficult.
The industry is just changing so quickly, too.
Right.
We don't know what the world's right. going to look like in 5 years, 10 years.
Well, exactly. And to some extent, the Biden administration is trying to massage this to make it easier, an easier transition. And yet they're getting pressed from the far left and the climate lobby to be even more aggressive. And the signals are so mixed for small business. I can't imagine that they know where they need to go right now. But at least they're getting some help. And this wasn't some kind of recycled news event. There was actually $100 million in new money.
Also there. Some government-backed loans with private equity capital, which lets these small businesses, these mid-sized auto suppliers, secure these loans that range from $250,000 to $10 million as well. So it gives them some access to capital.
Yeah, we had a good discussion with Colin Shaw from OESA on that, and you can find that at WJR.com. If you're looking for a podcast to keep your mind occupied while you commute. By the way, this is Live Nation's Concert Week. It's May 8th through the 14th, so it begins tomorrow with $25 tickets for over 5,000 shows, a great bargain. And we're partnering up to let you actually pick your trip. You can go to one of your favorite cities to see one of your favorite acts. But to qualify, you need to know the phrase that pays here. Our national keyword for this hour, play, P-L-A-Y, play. Text that to 95819. 95819, and you'll be registered to win.